This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Sponsored by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking. Locally owned. Treating you like an executive for 40 years. Get in. Get on. Get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park.
Wendy's Big Show, yeah, fam, 105.7 FM, the AM, and the radio.com app. This is Seth Everett.
This is Seth.
Seth Everett joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
I like Seth.
Brought to you by Exec Park.
One of my favorite people.
You guys are all talking at the same time. I love it.
Isn't it amazing?
Hey, that's great radio, Seth. That's how we do it.
All right, let's start over. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
Seth Everett joins us.
Hey, man, I like your podcast.
Yeah, I like his podcast.
Seth, we have playoff baseball in the city of Milwaukee, something that we thought probably, if I would count back, 3.5 weeks ago, nobody was expecting would be able to have happen.
Yeah, but if we watched April and May, I would have bet you money the Nationals wouldn't have been there. They were as functional a team as I had ever seen, and I'm still surprised that their manager, Dave Martinez, didn't get fired at the end of May. But they have recovered very well, and it's a weird thing because in a series, I like the Brewers, but in a game, look, I'm not going to BS you guys. They have Max Scherzer. He's one of the best pitchers in the sport. So we just have to wait and see. And hopefully what they can do is be in the game when it gets to that Brewers bullpen, because the Nationals bullpen is very suspect.
Yeah, but the other thing is the Nationals are talking about running all their starters out there so they don't have to use their bullpen and just stacking starter on starter, maybe in smaller sample sizes against this Brewers team. If that's what happens, Brewers are really going to have a problem.
They might, and it'll keep them off guard. Here's the thing about doing that. It's to me, a microcosm of too many off days before the series start. And that's one of the things that I'm concerned with. You know, the idea was the wild card game is supposed to take your starting pitcher away and really put you behind the eight ball in the five-game series against the Dodgers. And what the Nationals are realizing, obviously it's a winner-take-all, I would be surprised if they don't go to their relievers if Scherzer gives them six. Remember, in a wild card or a game five or a game seven, depending on, you know, any winner-take-all type game, it is literally inning by inning. And what I think they're realizing is if it's early in the game where Scherzer's in any kind of trouble, and believe me, Brewer fans, you want that because once he settles in, he's untouchable. The question will then be, where do the Nationals go? I think in terms of the Brewers, you try to get two times through the lineup, but if he gets you through one and you're in the lead, even if it's three innings, I'm fine with it.
Do you like this setup, winner take all?
I love there's mitigating factors. My argument to any team that doesn't – to anybody that doesn't like it, all I say is win more, win your division, you never have to worry about it.
Correct.
So that's number one. Number two – if you extended it any longer, let's just get that out of the way.
Two out of three.
Okay, if you did that, you would be penalizing the division winners because the division winners get too much time off.
They got to sit there for like a week, yep.
Right. And as it is, what players do, and players have told me this my entire career, they say, we love a day, we'll take two. Once it gets to three, you lose your rhythm. So what you don't want to do is you don't want to penalize the division winners by having two out of three. So my argument is anybody who says, how can a 162-game season come down to one game?
Right.
It doesn't have to. Win more. That's how you beat it. This beats the alternative. And, you know, I got into a little Twitter battle with some Milwaukee fans about I thought the celebration was a little over the top for the second wild card. But the reality of it is that if you extended it, there'd be more problems than it would solve.
And also what I think it does a great job of, Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, it keeps so many more fan bases and so many more teams involved into this final week, and the Brewers were able to take advantage of the scheduling quirk where they had played all of their top opponents early in the year and get a chance, Seth, to beat up on the lower-level teams here into September. But it does end up catching up to you as you lose to a bad Rockies team over the weekend, 3-0. My question for you, though, Seth, is putting teams into a Game 7-like scenario, we've talked about it all year long, about the Dodgers haven't played a playoff game or a meaningful game in probably close to 4 or 5 weeks.
Correct.
Are the Brewers or the Nationals, if they come out of this unscathed, whichever one does, do they have the advantage over that Dodgers team despite the crazy talent that they do have?
Look, I'm not going to say it's an advantage, but I think it's an equalizer. Is that a better phrase?
Sure.
I think equalizer, to me, is the best thing. And a five-game series, the best team doesn't always win. That has been shown since the creation of the five-game series. And if you remember, baseball used to have the LCS was a five-game series, and the World Series was the only thing that was a seven-game series. So, in history, the five-game series, the best team doesn't always win. I have said the Dodgers have been asleep at the wheel. Unlike the Astros, who really did take this battle with the Yankees for best record, they took that very seriously, and I don't understand. Plus, the Astros are built for the short series because they remind you of the 2001 Diamondbacks with Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. They have Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander, and if Kate Upton's listening, okay, fine. It's Justin Verlander and then Gerrit Cole, just to make sure the soccer mom doesn't get upset. The idea that you have those two aces, there's not a team in the sport that has something like that. The closest is the Nationals. So if the Nationals can have Scherzer for game three, that means one game from Scherzer. If the Nationals were to win on Tuesday, they're in a very, very good position. Do I think Milwaukee can beat the Dodgers? Yes, because Milwaukee has been playing 17 out of 19 baseball up until a weekend where the Rockies were treating that like their World Series, especially those extra inning wins. The reality of it is that if they can get through Tuesday, they are in a good position, or at least as good a position as the Cardinals or the Braves. All those teams are kind of the same.
Let's talk a little bit about outside of the Brewers-Nationals game tomorrow. Joe Maddon out of a gig now with the Chicago Cubs. Already some reports that the Angels would be interested. He goes back home to the organization where he spent many of years. Theo had mentioned that there could be a bidding war for Joe Maddon now that he's out there in free agency for managers. How do you think it plays out for Maddon?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Angels, you know, and Artie Moreno remembers Joe Maddon from that 2002 World Championship. Maddon was the bench coach for Mike Socia. So I can understand why there's a mix there. The interesting part about it, and, you know, I'm talking to scouts, I'm talking to front office people all the time. No one is talking about the obvious. No one's talking about Joe Girardi. And I don't understand what this guy has to do. It is such a strange thing, this strange dynamic. Because I would bet in the Cubs situation and in the Pirates situation, which is a great story, the Cubs and Pirates are in a similar situation in that I think they're both going to go younger. The trend, again, it's Craig Counsell, it's Alex Cora, it's Dave Martinez, you know, Mickey Callaway, Aaron Boone, Torrey Lovello in Arizona, Dave Roberts in L.A. It's these younger generation managers who are great conduits for the analytics and the sabermetricians in the front office. And it's demeaning of the manager role, but it's why manager salaries, if you count inflation, manager salaries have been at all-time lows. And so you're starting to see anyone with a brash personality, Ned Yost, Bruce Bochy, Clint Hurdle, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but they told Joe Maddon that his contract wasn't going to get renewed Sunday morning. He went out there, he managed the team, and he got a great send-off. They did the same thing to Clint Hurdle. He said, Clint, you are not being retained. Would you like to manage the team one final day? And he said, blank off, and took off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was priceless. And at
100%
least,
it is. It's very Clint Hurdle, though.
Angels, yeah, but at least the Angels had the decency to wait till Monday to fire Brad Ausmus. And now Brad Ausmus, who is a young manager who fits the profile. Remember, he was one of the first managers when he was in Detroit. He was one of the first young managers. This is way before Council or Cora or any of these young Turks. And it's interesting to see how he has now been fired from two jobs. And what I think, my suggestion is, he is a young guy trying to manage an old school, saying, sometimes I want to go with my gut. And that's not happening. Everything is calculated. If you think Craig Council just goes on a whim ever, you're wrong. He has everything planned and masterminded, and he has a lot of help. And I'm not saying he's a patsy by any stretch, but his strengths are not game management, because the game management has all been scripted.
Well, and one of the cool things about what Craig Council said, he addressed it a little bit yesterday before the game, Seth, of the Joe Maddon move, and he's like, I've learned more from Joe Maddon and just watching him manage games about this job than anything else before. I think the David Ross conversation makes sense because they seemingly have done the same thing in Chicago, right, bringing
Mark
him in
Loretta.
as the special advisor, learning all multiple levels of the organization that they did with the Milwaukee Brewers when they brought in Craig Council. We'll talk next week, Seth, and hopefully we're still talking about the Brewers taking on the LA Dodgers. We'll know more tomorrow night.
Yeah, either way, we'll do a post-mortem, and then we can start talking MVPs, right?
No doubt about it. Back-to-back batting titles and 1,100 OPS.
Just want to make sure Pfeiffer's still in the room.
Yeah, he hasn't dipped out for all of his boss duties. Appreciate it, buddy.
See you guys.
That's Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.